Here on WBEV, I want to welcome to our airwaves the superintendent of the Beaver Dam Unified School District, Mark DiStefano. Mark, good morning. Welcome to Back to Party Line.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Bob.
I know the school board acted on Monday night and unanimously approved the fact that there will be a referendum appearing on the November ballot for Beaver Dam area voters. Why don't you summarize what's taken place, and then we'll go into some details about the specifics.
Sure, exactly. Yeah, very, very exciting. So our board did unanimously approve the resolutions associated with moving forward with the referendum. So there will be a referendum question on the ballot on November 5th, and that is a $107 million referendum that would include a new middle school, which is much, much needed. Really important updates to Washington Elementary, as well as updates throughout the district. Every campus would be touched, so particularly looking at playgrounds at all of our elementaries, and then looking at accessibility for our community and improving safety and site security throughout the district. So a really exciting opportunity and a lot of need associated with it. So really, really proud of the work that our board has done, and really pleased with the feedback we received from our community when we did our survey last spring.
Again, let's walk through some of those items in some greater specificity. When it comes to the middle school, where will that be? How much will that cost? When will that be open, assuming that the referendum is approved in November?
Yeah, it would certainly be a blessing if that referendum is approved, because I think we're just at such a critical time, because the current age of our building, if we were to try to maintain that, it's going to take a lot of money. We'd actually take a referendum to just maintain it, it wouldn't necessarily get us very far or improve the realities for our kids from an educational standpoint because of its current location. It's really... It's center in the city, but it's very landlocked and very limited. So a new middle school would be on the south end of the city. And if you were able to look at a map of our school district and our district boundary, it's very centrally located as a whole, that 112 square mile plot. So it's on the inside of Highway 151. It's south on Highway G, where Spring Street transitions to Highway G. And if folks are listening and they're familiar with the neighborhoods, if they think of like Judson and they think of Lombardi Avenue, it's just south of that. And then again, north of 151. So a really nice opportunity for some pedestrian access. And that location piece, really comes up, you know, quite a bit. I think for folks in the city, they see that as maybe that's a little bit too far away. Just want to remind folks that's 1.3 miles from campus tip to campus tip, and about 1.4 miles from a building standpoint of where the current building is and where the new building is. So, you know, we're not talking about a long journey per se. It's still in relative proximity, and again, it's centrally located and arguably more convenient for access for buses and car traffic.
I drive to and from Wanakee every Saturday morning to do this show, so that seems close to me.
Yeah.
If the referendum passes, when mm-hmm. would students be walking through the doors of a new middle school?
Sure. So how this works is if the referendum were to pass, that means that all the final detailing of plans would then take place. A lot of time and money goes into just that, right? So that takes place over those next several months, and that provides us with an opportunity to do all of the other bidding for the different things, whether it be, you know, earthwork and concrete and structures and HVAC and all those things. So we would welcome students in the fall of 2027 would be our target for opening the doors completely at the new middle school.
What is the district's plan for the current middle school building and site?
Yeah, great question. Thanks for asking that. So there's really three possible pathways for that, for the current middle school. One, we've got to keep in mind that Even if we're fortunate to build a new middle school, we're going to continue to have to, you know, maintain and do our very, very best to provide the best experience possible for our kids over the next few years as well. And then once we move out, our board is very committed to not contributing to blight in our community. We really want to be good stewards and good partners in helping support the work of our community and the needs of our community. So what we would try to do first is partner with the city and with some prospective developers to see if we could find some kind of an agreement or opportunity to develop some quality housing, whether it be apartments or condominiums, in the current middle school. It's really in a nice location for something like that, particularly because of its proximity to, you know, some amenities like, you know, grocery stores is an easy example of that, and even to downtown. So that would really be our first target, to see if we could thread that needle and make something happen. And, you know, from the district's end, we realize that a developer is going to have to make some significant investments to make that happen, and we're certainly interested in partnering, and we realize that with that building and the amount of work that it needs, that, you know, we're not going to take in a lot of revenue to make that happen, but that would certainly be our first target. If that's not able to happen, Bob, we don't want a building sitting empty in our city center, right? So there's a couple of different pathways from there. One is we could raise or remove part of the building. In other words, there is a relatively small section of the building. It happens to be the closest to Spring Street. That was actually added on in the 90s, and it's a gym. They call it the Pond. It's a two-station gymnasium. It's literally about 15 feet right off of the road. But that particular facility could potentially have value to the community if, like I said, if we're not able to do something else with the building as a whole. So we'd raise the other parts of the building, those 100-year-old historic kind of really failing parts, which is the majority of where our kids spend their time throughout the day. That's where the instructional kind of blood and guts are. That part would need to go then. And then we'd maintain this indoor potentially recreation facility, as well as maybe some of the bathrooms and a small lobby area, and then hopefully work with the city on some partnership for that. So that is an option. And then the third option, Bob, is if that doesn't seem like, you know, feasible or for whatever reason maybe the most sustainable option, we would look to raise or remove the entire building and return it to kind of fresh space for, you know, whether it be green space or other development. When you kind of have a clean slate, sometimes that opens the doors. But we are not going to leave a building like that just sitting unused.
On Party Line this morning, my guest here on WBEV, Mark DeStefano from the Beaver Dam Unified School District. We're talking about the proposal that will be appearing on the November ballot, a building referendum, talked about the new and potentially, pardon me, the old and the potentially new middle school. There are a couple of elementary schools also involved in another portion of this referendum. Why don't you summarize how that's going to affect Washington and also Wilson?
Sure, absolutely. So We'll start just referencing Wilson sort of to refresh folks' memories. This is going to be the last year where Wilson is in operation as an elementary school. So it's sunsetting out its current use and life as a traditional elementary school. That's our last remaining single-section elementary school. And those students are transitioning over to Washington Elementary. Wilson Elementary, again, kind of going back to the spirit of what our board is really committed to, Wilson Elementary will become a full-scale site for childcare in our community. And by being able to partner with who we partnered with in our community, we're actually able to add seats and availability for childcare access in our community using that site. So essentially, we're the owner, and we have a lessee, and that partnership is going to be really special. And it actually even starts, Bob, this year. We have a couple of spaces in Wilson designated because we didn't bring in a new kindergarten class to that school knowing that this is going to be its last year. So those students are over at Washington already, or will be on August 27th. But we actually have infant child care and infant classrooms, if you will, already ready to go at Wilson, and those are completed. Those are fully licensed. They're wonderful spaces, and we're really excited about that. But that kind of brings us to Washington Elementary. And Washington Elementary was built in 1949. Just to reground folks, too, most of our schools really were built between the 40s and the 60s. Our newest all-in building is Prairie View Elementary building, built in 1996. More than a couple of decades ago already. And, of course, we did do the renovations at the high school. But our elementary schools, we've been really good stewards in trying to upkeep those, maintain those, extend the longevity of those facilities, and do so providing really, really high-quality experiences for our kids and our staff. So we've done updates at whether it be Lincoln, Jefferson. Washington is really the next one that we need help updating that facility. Like I said, built in 1949, it really hasn't had a true comprehensive shot in the arm, and it needs it. And we have some opportunities and want to add some space there, obviously, with the Wilson students transitioning over. That's definitely going to add value as well. But like I said, the overall footprint of that building needs renovation, needs updates, still operates on an old steam boiler system. Nothing wrong with steam, but very expensive to operate. Not as many people specializing that, so servicing it can become a challenge. And there's different original components throughout the building that are failing. So in order for us to be able to provide this school with that kind of refresh and breathe life into it for the next 30 years, we're going to need the support from the community, and we're really excited about that prospect.
You've talked about updating Washington. Does that also include in any way expanding Washington?
Yes, it does. So one of the things that we would be doing is we'd be adding three classrooms to the Washington Elementary School campus. Another thing about Washington is that it does lack a couple of the more common space type experiences or flexible space experiences that a Prairie View or a Jefferson has. So we want to make sure that all of our elementary schools have those same amenities. So we would be adding in a more kind of, like I said, kind of a common space or gathering space that could be used for cafeteria, et cetera. What Washington has right now is a rather small kind of cafeteria block. So having a little bit more of a flexible space, having those classrooms, and then also being able to have designated spaces truly designed for music education and art education and built a little bit more strategically into the layout of that facility. So really going to be an awesome opportunity to provide Washington with what Prairie View and what Jefferson have. And as a three-section elementary school moving forward, we believe that that's very important.
What's the time frame, if the referendum passes, for the community to see those changes at Washington?
Sure. So actually, Washington would actually get moving a little bit sooner. So the work there is a little bit more straightforward in many respects. Now, I will say that when you're dealing with any type of elementary construction, the urgency or the truncation of those timelines look different because we're less interested in doing construction when kiddos are in the building. When you get to those older kids, you can flex and move a little bit more. We really don't like to disrupt our elementary students' flow, and we certainly don't want a bunch of heavy equipment around elementary students. So that would mean that next summer would be a very, very intense year for construction and some work and upgrades. And we'd see probably a third of that work done next summer. So new classrooms would go in, and we'd have a really nice start at that refresh. Depending on access to materials, one of the other things that I'd like to really try to knock out next summer, if we're able, again, this depends on timing of access and materials, but it'd be really nice to get that updated system going as well next summer, the updated HVAC system. And that would mean, Bob, that we'd be able to abate out, because there's a fair amount of asbestos, particularly in the tunnels of that building. We'd get rid of that asbestos next summer, obviously before the kiddos come back, and get the new piping and get those things geared up for our HVAC, and then be able to run that updated system. Then the following summer, we'd round out those other updates, modifications, et cetera. So it'd be a two-year piece. Fall of 25, folks would see new classrooms. They'd see some healthy updates. You'd be able to tell, like, hey, some really special things are taking place here. And then by the fall of 26, we'd like to be completely punched out of Washington.
The Beaver Dam School Board approved putting a referendum question on the November ballot. Mark, you mentioned that all schools would be touched if such a referendum passed. Give me a quick overview of some of the things that would be taking place at the high school and around the district.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things, Bob, that we have at all of our elementaries, this is maybe an easy one, but a really intense value add, is, you know, we've got playgrounds, and we're very proud of the playgrounds that we have, and very appreciative of, you know, our PTOs can do a lot of things and contribute to subtle upgrades or, you know, new equipment, et cetera. But we don't have fully accessible playgrounds at all of our sites. So there are limitations depending on your ability levels, and maybe whether or not you have a disability or not, and whether or not you can access some of that equipment. And we believe that it's important for every school to have fully accessible playground opportunities for all of our kids. We also have accessibility challenges as it relates to how you even get to the playgrounds, right? So we want to make sure that every single site has a playground on it that, you know, grandma and grandpa can get to comfortably, a pathway that's level, that's ADA accessible, so they can go in on the weekends or the off hours in particular and enjoy that time with their family using our sites, because we are truly open for community use, especially our outdoor amenities. So that's an easy opportunity. The other thing is, and folks that are familiar with Beaver Dam know that some of our elementary schools, just the layout of traffic flow, you know, it isn't working. And in some cases, it never really did. So this would allow us to improve that overall site safety at our sites, and improve the flow of traffic and how people come in. That might include, you know, some landscaping, fencing, new pathways brought in to help improve that. And each site's a little bit different in that regard, Bob. So, you know, Lincoln Elementary is probably an easy one. People realize that, you know, if you study that one for just 5 or 10 minutes, you realize there's probably a few obvious opportunities to improve. Prairie View, there might be a couple other subtle things that need to take place there. Certainly Jefferson, again, has some opportunities to improve that overall site safety, security, and flow. And then one of the last things, kind of overarching things, is we really pride ourselves as a school district, and we're honored that we are so heavily used by a variety of community entities. And it's important that we have the best spaces possible for them to use, and they have quality experiences. So we want to make sure that those amenities that they're using, particularly outdoor when it comes to recreation, whether it be youth or whether it be adult or senior citizen, that those amenities match the need in our community, and that, again, they're accessible. So we don't want people having to, you know, walk across areas that are uneven and not designed really for traffic. We want to help improve that flow and bring some sidewalks and pathways in for them to be able to access those amenities. And then, again, really maximize the ability for our youth to access different facilities to help support the programs that we have throughout the district. Because our district really does provide the majority of that landscape for those things to happen.
The price tag is $107 million on that referendum question in November. What does that mean to taxpayers in the Beaver Dam Unified School District?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. So a couple things I'd like to talk about with that. So for our taxpayers, $107 million is $1.20 on the mill rate. So that's $1.20 per $1,000 fair market property value. So, you know, people can extrapolate that out, obviously, depending on how many hundreds of thousands of dollars that their particular home that they're paying property taxes is. And I think a couple of things that I've gotten for feedback from folks, I think the $1.20 really seems practical. If folks recall back to 2016, this price point, this tax impact is actually less than the 2016 piece. The other reality is, if this were to pass, the mill rate that our district taxes for will still be below the mill rate if we go back to the 21-22 school year. So it's not going to bump us into anything historically high. It's actually going to bring us back, which is pretty exciting that we're able to do this. And I'm not going to, you know, start naming other districts, but, you know, $107 million seems very, very large. It seems overwhelming, I think, for some people to think about. But, Bob, that's really the cost of things right now, and those costs will not go down. I'm familiar with a neighboring district that's really looking to do less than half of the total dollar value that we're looking to invest, and their mill rate impact is significantly more than ours. So we're fortunate that we have the population that we do and can kind of spread that wealth, if you will, out and be able to accomplish more and set the stage even better for our future, perhaps, as a district and as a community with less of a tax impact. So I get that number's large. A couple other things that, if I can, Bob, just reference really quickly, you know, when they hear that 107 and I tell them that the middle school is $87 million of that, that again seems like, wow, that's a lot of money. It absolutely is. But it's very practical. It's a reflection of the times. And as we know, the best time to build is probably yesterday, right? Second best time is to do it now. And if we compare what we passed in 2016, which is a $48.9 billion referendum, those same dollars now it's closer to $90 million. And if we are not to pass a referendum this fall, a middle school that costs $87 million, for example, in 10 years is going to cost between $135 and $150 million. So I really believe that the time to act is now, particularly because of how much work that middle school needs. I believe the time to act is now because of how significant both the opportunity and the needs are at Washington. It's important that all of our elementary schools are the best we can make them for our community. And anytime we have a chance to improve the quality of life by improving site safety, security, and access, that's just a great opportunity. So we're very, very hopeful. We know that it would be a gift and a great reflection from our community if we're able to pass this. And that's why we're getting out there and trying to have as many conversations as we can.
The time for me to act is right now. Pass along a few messages. We'll take a brief break, then wind up our Party Line interview this morning with Mark DeStefano in just 2 minutes. Beaver Dam School Superintendent Mark DeStefano on the phone with me this morning. Mark, any final thoughts about the referendum proposal that the school board's putting forward?
Yeah, just, you know, kind of in closing, we're really committed to making sure people have accurate information, Bob, and we respect and appreciate, obviously, people are going to make their own decisions, but we want to make sure that they're basing those on accurate information. And there's a lot of information and resources available on our website. We've got over 30 touch points with various community groups scheduled throughout this fall. But there are some upcoming events I'd invite people to consider attending, some community informational sessions and open houses. So just for folks to put on the radar, we'll have a community informational session on September 4th at the Watermark in the morning. And then September 7th, I think, is a real special event. From 9 a.m. to noon, we're going to have a comprehensive open house, if you will, at the middle school in Washington Elementary. So you can come in, walk around, talk to as many people as you want, talk to board members, talk to administrators, talk to teachers, or you can ignore everybody and just walk around. But we'll have resources, materials, and a true open house for 3 hours. Both the middle school and Washington will be wide open for people to view and engage as they will. So really encourage folks to come, and they can bring their kids if they want, or bring some neighbors We'd really love to have you. September 12th, September 19th, and again, October 9th. And we will work with our partners, the radio, the paper, other folks to help get that information out as to the when and where. And I would say this too, Bob, if anybody is out there and just wants to talk through it, or they know people that do, they want to invite me over to a neighborhood gaggle, if you will, it would be my honor to speak with you about this project and the prospect of this work.
Got a couple of minutes left, Mark. We've talked all about the bricks and mortar. How about a little bit of the nuts and bolts of education? You're opening up a bunch of schools and having students return in just a few days. Any thoughts about the start of school?
Well, I can tell you we're absolutely excited. This is really the return of our fuel and purpose for the adults that have the privilege of serving our students in the community. So August 27th is our kickoff day. That's when all of our kiddos will return. We've had the fortune of hiring some new staff this year, as we do every year. And, boy, the talent of this new group is spectacular. So we are very excited about that. And we're going to be very deliberate in our focus and our efforts this year. And our principals already do, but they're going to do a great job of making sure our parents really understand what our goals are and how they can partner with us. And it's going to be a wonderful year, Bob. It really is.
Thank you, Mark. Always appreciate you joining us here on WBEV, and I'm sure we'll be speaking with you and talking much more about the referendum as we head toward November.